Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Hurricane Fiona, still a Category 4 storm, brought heavy rain and high wind to Bermuda early today. This man was ready for the storm.
I put on my storm shutters, all my storm shutters upstairs, put all my storm shutters down, and being all my outside lawn chairs. I take all my outside plants, when the storm direct, I take all my plants in.
Much of Puerto Rico remains without electricity days after the storm hit Sunday. Officials say it should be restored today to some of the lesser damaged areas. Still no estimates on the areas hit the hardest by the flooding and the mudslides. Fiona is expected to still be a strong storm and arrives along the eastern Canadian coast. 4 to 5 million people have been given the latest Omicron booster shot. Here's the AP's Mike Gracia.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Thursday 4.4 million Americans have received the updated COVID-19 booster shot so far. The White House has its own count, saying by its estimate, more than 5 million people have received the new booster. Either way, health experts say it's too early to predict whether the demand will match the 171 million doses of new boosters ordered by the federal government for the fall. The new boosters are designed to target the most common Omicron strains. There has been a temporary shortage of Moderna vaccine. The issue should be resolved soon as government regulators complete an inspection and batches of the vaccine are cleared for distribution. I'm Mike Gracia.
A NASA spacecraft is on a one-way mission to crash into an asteroid to nudge it into a tighter orbit around a larger companion asteroid. NASA's Thomas Zurbuchen says the DART test could prove the math and technology needed to prevent asteroids from hitting the Earth.
These threats are real, and I think what makes this time special is we can do something about it.
The double asteroid reduction test craft will be traveling at 14,000 miles per hour when it hits the asteroid on Monday. This is AP News.
Curious about the weather? The Lee Weather Team hosts Across the Sky, a fast-paced weekly podcast that tackles hot topics and cold, plus what's trending in meteorology, science, and climate. Join Matt Holliner, Kirsten Lang, Joe Martucci, and Sean Sublett each week on Across the Sky through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Iranian state television reports more than two dozen people could be dead in protests since the death of a young woman in government custody.
The Islamic Nation's state-run media has reported demonstrations of hundreds of people in at least 13 cities, including the capital, Tehran. Now videos are emerging showing crowds protesting and security forces in riot gear firing and chasing protesters. The protests had begun as an emotional outpouring over the death of Mahsa Amini, a young woman held by the country's morality police for allegedly violating its strictly enforced dress code. In a further development, people in Tehran and some other cities are planning to hold a counter-protest rally after the Friday prayers. I'm Charles Duledesma.
There's been an explosion near a mosque in Kabul, Afghanistan. No word yet on the cause or any casualties. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Josh Roundtree. In the NFL, Nick Chubb and the Browns top their rivals. More from correspondent Denny Kapp.
Nick Chubb runs for 113 yards and a touchdown to lead the Browns past the Steelers 29-17. Chubb paced a Browns rushing attack, which tallied 171 yards and helped Cleveland improve to 2-1. Jacoby Brissett tossed touchdown passes to tight end David Njoku and wide receiver Amari Cooper.
I thought it was a great team win. I think we obviously on offense started out slow. And then I think we settled in, and then we just started to get things going.
Mitchell Trubisky threw for 207 yards, but couldn't keep the offense moving consistently as the Steelers converted on just one of their 9 third down attempts.
In baseball, Aaron Judge did not get his 61st home run, but the Yankees did beat the Red Sox 5-4 in 10 innings to clinch a playoff spot.
I think you can ask anybody in this room, you know, the job's not finished. You know, we have the ultimate goal of, you know, going out there and winning our division and really setting ourselves up for the postseason, but this is step number one, and you know, step number one of many steps to come.
Ranger Suarez spun six scoreless innings as the Phillies blanked Atlanta 1-0. Suarez was followed by Zach Eflin, who pitched an inning and two-thirds scoreless.
We did exactly what we wanted to do in the first game of the series. You know, pitching staff was awesome tonight. Like I said, Ranger was excellent. Alvy came down and shut the door. You know, it was just a great team win. It's games like that that you need a win to stay in contention and play in October.
The Cardinals beat the Padres 5-4. The Rays doubled up Toronto 10-5. Baltimore blanked Houston 2-0. And the Guardians edged the White Sox 4-2. In the NBA, the Boston Celtics have suspended coach Ime Udoka for the 2022-23 season for violations of team policies. According to multiple people with knowledge of the situation, Udoka was sanctioned because of an improper relationship with another member of the organization. And in college football, West Virginia roughed up rival Virginia Tech 33-10. I'm Josh Rountree, AP Sports.
You're listening to Hot Off the Wire. We'll return after a short break.
AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Today at the United Nations.
This is not the moment to weaken our support to Ukraine.
The General Assembly is being told more must be done to stand up to Russia in the war in Ukraine. Russia continues to blame Ukraine for the fighting. EU Foreign Policy Chief Joseph Borrell says more sanctions are on the way, and the sanctions already in place are working.
Almost two-thirds of the Russian civilian planes cannot fly anymore. Just an example. 99% of the Russian factories of car has stopped. 45% of all technological components come from Europe, and they have stopped also.
At the Pentagon, Brigadier General Pat Ryder says Russia's announcement of more troops likely won't make a big difference.
If you are already having significant challenges and haven't addressed some of those systemic strategic issues that make any large military force capable, there's nothing to indicate that it's going to get any easier by adding more variables to the equation.
President Biden says whatever Puerto Rico needs to recover from Hurricane Fiona, they will get it.
I've authorized 100%, 100% federal funding for debris removal, search and rescue, power and water restoration, shelter and food for the whole month.
The president was at a FEMA office in New York. More than 60% of Puerto Rico is still without power. A former director of Mississippi's welfare agency, John Davis, pleaded guilty to federal and state charges in a conspiracy to misspend tens of millions of dollars that were intended to help needy families in one of the poorest states in the country. The scandal has also raised questions about retired NFL quarterback Brett Favre and former Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant. Some of the money went to a volleyball arena at the university where Favre's daughter played the sport. Brett Favre also went to the University of Southern Mississippi. This is AP News. More whales have been found stranded in Australia.
When first found, half of the 230 whales beached on shore were believed to be alive. By the next morning, less than three dozen managed to survive the pounding surf overnight. Wildlife manager for the area, Brendan Clark, said the rescue operation for the remaining 35 was a success.
Oh, it's worked very effectively, our operations today.
At least 32 of the 35 animals that are still alive have been refloated, rescued and released. Marine scientist Vanessa Pirotta says although there are many theories, the reason behind the strandings are still a mystery.
This is actually the second stranding in Tasmania this week. Earlier there was 14 sperm whales, which is a different species of whale, and unfortunately they've stranded as well. But yet, what is going on? We don't actually know.
I'm Karen Chamas.
A former professional tennis player turned coach, Sebastian Rivera, received a lifetime ban for a record number of match-fixing offenses. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Holiday deals may be earlier than usual in some stores. Walmart and Target plan to begin offering deals and price-matching offers earlier this year to keep up with Americans pressed by soaring inflation. They are also looking for ways to ease the potential sting of holiday shopping. With inflation that's hovering near four-decade highs, experts believe families may get an earlier start on shopping with hopes of avoiding even higher prices later. Alex Partners, the global consulting firm, forecasts that holiday sales will be up anywhere from 4 to 7%, far below last year's growth of 16%. I'm Shelley Adler.
Mortgage interest rates jump. Prospective homebuyers face an even more daunting task as they shop for mortgages. Freddie Mac reports that the average 30-year fixed interest rate is up more than a quarter of a percent to 6.29% compared with 6.02% last week. Today's rate, the highest in 15 years since August 2007, before the housing market crash and the last recession. Last year at this time, traditional 30-year rates were well below 3%, less than half of what buyers are seeing now. Existing home sales have dropped for 7 straight months. August sales were off by nearly 20% when compared with August a year ago. Tim McGuire, Washington.
There is a new format to watch Ted Lasso. The series starring Jason Sudeikis about an American football coach coaching British football, soccer, has won a lot of awards.
The show is about family. The show is about mentors and teachers. The show is about teammates.
Now Ted Lasso and his fictional AFC Richmond team are included in the new FIFA 23 video game.
He's someone you just can't help but root for.
He's a great manager and an even better man. And if you tell him I said that, I will brain you.
All the fictional players on the show, including Roy Kent and Sam Albasanya, are featured.
EA Sports. I'm in the game.
Oh, did I sound like the guy?
Yeah, you sounded like the guy, Ted.
FIFA 23, which also includes real soccer clubs, is available next week. I'm Ed Donahue.
Musician Kanye West, or Ye as he goes by now, is apologizing to his ex-wife Kim Kardashian for the difficulties he caused in their relationship. I'm Margie Zaraletta with the latest. Ye tells ABC News' Good Morning America he realizes the stress he's put on Kim Kardashian since she filed for divorce in February 2021. Ye says neither he nor anyone else should be stressing her out.
I need this person to be least stressed and a best sound mind and as calm as possible to be able to raise those children.
Ye says he absolutely wants their 4 children to attend Donda Academy, the private school he founded in Simi Valley, California, that currently has 82 students. He also says he absolutely will run for president again.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.